Hi, I'm Ria Nagaga, and welcome back to Code Conversations. I'm here with
Sean McBreen from Visual Studio Code.
So what do you do at Visual Studio Code?
I'm a program manager on the team. We're a small agile team, so I do whatever it takes to help get the hand of the product in our users, to help motivate the community.
So where I'm from, Visual Studio Code is literally everywhere. I go into coffee shops, I go into schools, it is doing really well. So I am so excited that you are on this show. So it's open source, it's been around for how long now?
Well, the product's been out for just shy of a year since we made our version one, and about a year and a half in total.
Wow, and it's done that well, congratulations.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that people in the community can start getting their hands in Visual Studio Code beyond just writing their applications in it?
Well, I've got a little demo I'll quickly do in a couple of quick slides. I can take you through some of those ideas.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. So I'm just going to switch over to your computer.
Yeah, let's do it. Less talking, more typing. Okay, so channel 9, I've got a directory here. I'm just going to load up Code Insiders. Actually, one of the ways that people really like to work with VS Code is this Insiders version, which is our daily and nightly build.
Okay.
And so basically, I just loaded that up. I could have gone dot, and it would have loaded the same directory already. And the reason I'm loading it is because I've got a little set of slides in here to cheat through.
That's pretty sweet.
So I've got an extension. One of the ways people really contribute to Visual Studio Code is through extensions, and I'm going to show you how to build one. But what this extension does is it turns this markdown file I've got here on the left, it turns it into a presentation. Let's quickly start off with just a summary. Visual Studio Code in the shortest form is a cross-platform editor, Windows, Linux, and obviously Windows and Mac OS. Its specialization is rich language editing, including debugging. So it's not just about editing text per se and good window management. It's about syntax highlighting, IntelliSense, debugging, and I'm actually going to show you some of those features in just a few seconds. The project itself is open source up on GitHub, so anyone can sort of go and see our repo.
Okay.
And not only is the project open source, but this is all about contributing. Or to contribute to the project, it really helps to understand the direction we're heading in. And in our wiki, we have things like a link to our roadmap, which gives you some visibility about what we plan to do in the next 6 months. So I encourage people to have an idea there, go there if they want to see what's happening. And also, every month, we ship every month a major release of the product, and so our iteration plans for every single month are listed out here. And so by just looking in those couple of assets, you really understand where the product's heading, the work that we're doing. So those are two really good things you can do.
Oh, really cool.
And in the next show, I'm going to show you how to actually contribute to the core of Visual Studio Code and some of the ways you can see help wanted items.
Oh.
But for now, I thought I'd actually jump into one of the other main types of assistant contributing ways that you can work through is by building an extension. So I've listed up some other ways. This is all about contribution that can help us, and we'd love any help, and we love working with the community. So help wanted issues in the core of the product, localizing the product in other languages, and we have a guide for contributing, but why don't I build an extension? All right, let's quickly build an extension for Visual Studio Code. So what we have is a generator for Visual Studio Code using the Yeoman generator.
Okay.
So if you go YoCode, what that does is it quickly is going to scaffold out an extension. And we describe everything you want to know about this.
And you picked the TypeScript one.
I did.
But there are other options. You can also do one in JavaScript.
TypeScript, JavaScript, and the backing services can be in any language you want.
Oh.
For instance, language services or debuggers. So I'm just going to quickly go yes, yes, yes to a few of these things. And what it's doing is it's bringing down the required SDK and all of those things and scaffolding out this basic extension. And that extension's fully described up on our website, so if you wonder what the files mean or anything, but I'm actually just going to jump straight into the file that really matters for
all
this.
Right.
So CD channel 9 demo, and I'm going to go code. So basically, I just opened VS Code in the context of the extensions scaffolded directory, and unsurprisingly, the key file is in the source directory called extension TS. This extension is super simple. It registers a command that says hello. And so, for instance, just to show you how easy the process is, I can put a breakpoint there. I can hit F5. We quickly build up the project. Now I can do F1 and I can go hello. Hello world hits the breakpoint. I can play past the breakpoint and I just move that out of the way. You can see hello world came.
Oh, okay, perfect. Message.
So very, very easy sort of development process back and forth between building your extension and running it. So I don't want that breakpoint. So I've cheated it a little bit. I want to contribute one other thing to this extension. I said VS Code's all about rich language services. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide some IntelliSense to this extension. And this is some special Channel 9 suggestions that I was given, you know.
Oh, the email that I sent you just made it in. Okay, that's really cool. Okay.
Don't use a lot of slides. Demo on your Mac. Go to Channel 9. So I continued on. Wear a red shirt. You didn't tell me to do that. Okay, and what happens is when a suggestion is asked for with a full stop or control space, I'm going to randomly choose one of those.
Okay.
Not a fantastic set of IntelliSense, but I think it'll prove the point. So there's one other thing I need to do, though. I need to go to the package JSON, which is how you define how your extension is activated.
Okay.
We don't load all extensions automatically to keep the product really performant. And I want this one to be supported for plain text, which is basically .txt files.
All right.
Okay. So now by adding this in and by running the extension, I'm going to hit F5. And I'm in a sort of a demo directory here. What I can do is I can make a text file, touch. Foo.txt. I just did that through the integrated terminal because I could. Let me make this window a bit bigger. Close that. And now, so when I click on foo.txt, the extension's activated in the background. And now I'm going to get code. You can see down here is activated.
Yeah,
channel 9
is
now active. And now I can get completion. So I can do control space.
Go to
and,
channel 9.
You know, go to channel 9. Another control space. Oh, no suggestions post that. Don't use a lot of slides. Refactor. Red shirt. So you get the idea. So
you're kind of wearing a red shirt, so you kind of follow the rules.
Close enough. So that's really, really easy to build an extension and offer rich language support. And everything that we do in VS Code, whether it be the way that we deal with hovers or rich inline documentation, are all contributed by an extension. So you can knock yourself out there. There's lots of examples. I thought I'd quickly complete the loop by saying, okay, well, we built this extension. How would you get it in the hand of your thousands of fans?
Yeah, that we can give all these instructions to.
That's right. So you can go VSCE, which is our publishing tool for Visual Studio Code, and you just type in VSCE publish. And so maybe to make this seem a little realer, I'm going to quickly jump into the marketplace for Visual Studio Code. I'll scroll down to the bottom for recently added, and you'll just look at the square here for something magical to happen. So, oh, I have to delete a README file, I'm sorry. It's not gonna let me. Code. So we prevent people from publishing extensions that effectively do nothing.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is just hack the two README files here to basically have invalid content.
Okay.
Please don't do this when you're publishing your extensions.
Yeah, please don't.
But now the publishing tool will let me go away and publish those. It won't kick me out.
Do I need an account of some sort to start publishing?
Okay. You do set up an account with Visual Studio Team Services.
Okay.
And from there, you quickly set up personal access token and register it. There's good documentation on this on the website.
Okay.
Now, once that's done, though, it really is publishing an extension as easy as I just showed you. So, Channel 9 demo right here.
Oh, there it is.
And it's not just published, obviously, right there. Now I can also go, and remembering if I'm, let's just do this, if I create a text file inside here today, bar.txt, and I try to get suggestions, I'll get nothing.
Yeah.
But now what I'm going to do, sort of, just going to go channel, inception, you know, detail inside detail here. I can install it directly in the product, it's just grabbing it from the marketplace, and then in a second it's going to ask me to basically reload VS Code, so it activates or registers that extension with the running instance.
That was really fast.
Well, wrong button, Sean. Look, I'm getting my suggestions now, so.
That was really fast. It was, like, this is all in real time, there's no magic here. Like, that happened that fast.
That did happen. In fact, that was very slow. I was sweating for a second there. It should have been much faster. So, although that's an incredible extension, I'm sure a lot of people will get some value out of these random code assists. I think what I'm going to do is VSCE. Which allows you to remove it from the marketplace forever, and again, just to show that there's no magic, you'll see it's no longer in that list. So look, super, super, super quick demo that basically just shows you how you can use VS Code to build an extension is one of the key ways to contribute, how those extensions can vary with a very small amount of code, contribute rich advice, and there's so many more things you can do, so I'm just going to close on that.
So are there any... Where on the documentation can we start seeing things like that? Do we just go to VS Code online?
Great question. Yeah, if you go to the Visual Studio Code website, code.visualstudio.com, And in here, this website only really serves two reasons: get the product and for our documentation. And okay. In here, you've got extension authoring and the Hello World example, and basically the demo I did there is covered here, debugging, how to make those things work. And then there's a whole set of reference content around different types of extensions and the APIs that you can use. But hopefully everything you need is in there as well, including the publishing tools.
All right. Thank you so much for coming, Shane. We're so excited that you came. And in the next video, we're going to talk more about how people can contribute to VS Code, which is personally one of my favorite tools of all time.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Contributing to the core.
All right, so if you make any cool extensions, feel free to tweet us, and we will have your Twitter handle right there at the bottom. We really want to see what you're making.
Yep.
And come join us next time. All right,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.